From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The suspect in the New York City bombing that wounded 29 people is in the hospital recovering from bullet wounds after a shootout with police who were wounded. President Barack Obama spoke about the police stopping the suspect.
We're also focused on the stabbing attack at the shopping mall in Minnesota. At this point, we see no connection between that incident and what happened here in New York and New Jersey.
Prosecutors are charging 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami with 5 counts of attempted murder stemming from the shootout that wounded 2 officers. Rahami's alleged motive for the bombing is unknown. The FBI also wants to question Rahami about another bombing Saturday in Seaside Park, New Jersey, south of New York, forcing cancellation of a charity road race. No one was hurt there. Although Rahami is off the streets, New York remains on high alert, with hundreds of officers on hand for the UN General Assembly. Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo say at least 17 people, including policemen, have died during protests calling for President Joseph Kabila to step down. The violence began Monday as police prevented protesters from gathering in the capital, Kinshasa. The opposition accuses President Kabila, of trying to extend his time in office unconstitutionally by delaying elections. Supporters of the president deny this. The opposition accused President Kabila of trying to extend his time, Monday marking the day that Congo's electoral process should have kicked off ahead of the November polls. But the Electoral Commission now says the polls should be delayed until next year to give it more time to compile a new voter list. This is VOA News. North Korea launched a ground test of a new high-powered rocket engine Tuesday, indicating the country is closer to acquiring long-range capabilities. North Korean state media says the successful launch was overseen by leader Kim Jong-un. The new engine test comes less than 2 weeks after North Korea conducted its 5th and most powerful nuclear warhead test, which the country claimed gives it the ability to fit a miniature warhead on a rocket. The family of a Somali American accused of stabbing 9 people in the U.S. state of Minnesota is speaking out through their attorney as Saturday's attack is investigated as a possible act of terror.
We express our deepest sympathy and condolences to all those injured and others who were impacted as a result of the incident at the Crossroads Mall. We pray for their early and speedy recovery. As a family, we are committed to fully cooperating within the limits of the law with all the relevant law enforcement agencies as they conduct their investigation.
Somali community leaders in St. Cloud, Minnesota are fearing retaliation after Dahir Adan allegedly stabbed 9 people at the shopping mall before he was shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. The police chief in St. Cloud said the assailant made references to Allah during the knife attack at the Crossroads Center and even asked if one person was a Muslim, but authorities have not given a motive for the attack. The FBI is investigating the stabbings as a potential act of terrorism. The United States is accusing Syria of conducting airstrikes on aid trucks, which on Monday had been attempting to reach besieged Aleppo. The raid came during a tenuous week of ceasefire appeared to dissolve, with Syria's military blaming its collapse on U.S.-backed opposition forces. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said only Washington and Russia, the architects of the latest attempt to halt hostilities in Syria, could declare the ceasefire at an end, not Damascus. And the international community is pledging to improve its response to the global refugee and migration crisis. The announcement came out of a high-level summit Monday at the United Nations, where member states agreed to protect the rights of refugees and migrants and to share responsibility for large movements of people on a global scale. However, a plan to ask governments to resettle 10% of the world's refugees each year was dropped, and the declaration has no requirement that countries take specific number of people, which has led to criticisms. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington. More news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.